This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Well, he was on the show about a year ago in 2018 in July. We're talking no other than Avalon Advanced Materials, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AVLNF. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol AVL. And with us today, we're very lucky and fortunate to have him on here, is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Don Bubar. Don, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back.
You know, before we start, give my audience just a little bit of a background, maybe of yourself and what your company does, and then I want to get into Q&A.
Well, I'm a geologist, and believe it or not, I've been running this company, Avalon, for 24 years now.
Wow.
As a small-cap publicly traded company in the mineral exploration development business in Canada. And over the last 10 years or so, we've focus mostly on non-traditional commodities, such as the rare earth elements and lithium. And it looks like, it's been a bit of a battle to get investors to appreciate the upside in these and growth potential of these emerging commodities.
I agree.
I think everybody's aware of that now.
On July 22nd, President Trump officially stated that the domestic production capability for rare earth metals and alloys is essential to our national defense. Your thoughts?
Well, they're vital in a whole lot of applications, often in small amounts, but still critical to the technology. And the rare earths is the one that's getting the most publicity right now. And it's because these high-intensity permanent magnets that require rare earth elements in them are used in a whole lot of applications now, in motors and generators, micro motors that are key in military equipment, automotive, and the list goes on and on. And those supply chains are severely restricted right now and don't exist in North America.
Absolutely. If you was to break it down for myself and my listeners, what exactly is a rare earth element?
Rare earth elements are the group down at the bottom of the periodic table, sometimes referred to as the lanthanides. It's basically a series of 17 elements, including yttrium and scandium, that tend to occur together in nature, fairly widely dispersed, not often concentrated at any one spot to make them easy to extract, and then also challenging to separate into the individual rare earths because they have very similar chemical properties.
On a supply demand and a demand for the fundamentals, where do you think we lie on that?
Well, we, like I said before, we rely on them now for many applications, but these high-intensity permanent magnets is definitely the really important one right now. And there are three that are vital in that application. That's in neodymium, praseodymium, and dysprosium.
And where do you think we're at on a global, say, roughly 70-80% of that, what I've heard, comes from China? That being said, where does the other part of that come from? Does it come from the United States? Does it come from Canada?
So the number you hear quoted most often is over 80% of the world supply comes from China. And then the other main source has been Australia. 10 years ago, there was one company called Lynas Corporation that succeeded in getting a mining operation going in Australia and created refining capacity to do the separation at a facility in Malaysia, and they continue to operate. But that's pretty well it in terms of major supply outside of China.
I want to switch gears from the rare elements to lithium. Lithium prices are slightly down a little bit. Can you bring myself and my listeners up to speed on your Separation Rapids lithium project there in Ontario? How's that going? Where were we at in that process?
Yeah, so we've been focused actually on another market for lithium. Everyone's talking about lithium battery materials, but That's not the only important use of lithium. And it also continues to be a critical ingredient in a number of high-strength glass and ceramic products. And there's now a shortage of supply of lithium for those markets. And the mineral that we have at our resource at Separation Rapids called petalite is the preferred lithium mineral to use in these glass and ceramic applications because it's a very high purity lithium aluminum silicate that they can use directly in the glass batch. It doesn't introduce any impurities. So there's a real opportunity for us now to develop it to serve that market as kind of a starter business. And once we get that going, our plan would be to expand production into battery materials as a longer-term opportunity.
And when are you seeing that happen? A quarter from now? 2 quarters from now?
Well, we're just trying to get going on a bulk sampling program to allow us to prove up our process flow sheet and importantly, produce some product samples for some of the customers that have expressed interest. They all need to be able to try it out before they'll confirm their willingness to enter into a long-term supply agreement. And that's the stage we're at right now. If we can get that done this year, then another 2 years after that, we could be starting production.
You have another property that brings my interest very much. It's in the Northwest Territories. That's the Nacho Lacho project. What exactly do you see there, and what are you guys trying to accomplish?
Well, we've had that project for over 10 years, and we were able to raise a lot of capital for that to take it through feasibility 10 years ago when the rare earth bubble happened, when China first restricted exports of rare earths to Japan and got a lot of attention at the time. Unfortunately, the bubble kind of burst before we were able to get it going, but we hung on to it knowing that rare earths would have another day. And sure enough, we're seeing that now. And what we've done in the last year or so is look at some other different ways to get production started there. It started to see the possibility of developing at a really small scale to get going with something quickly to get into the market. And we found an Australian group that were thinking the same thing, and we've partnered with them on that project right now, and they're actually supplying the capital to move it forward through the next steps to get a pilot plant up and running there and start producing concentrates, hopefully in next year.
My guest today has been Don Bubar. He is the CEO and president of Avalon Advanced Materials, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AVLNF. You can also find him on the TSX Venture up there on the ticker symbol AVL. In closing, Don, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I think our time has come on both the lithium and rare earth projects, and we're keeping our ear to the ground for other rare earth opportunities, because I think the drum is going to start beating even louder about the importance of creating new supply chains outside China, and we want to be front and center on that and doing it in other locations as well as at our Nacho Lacho project.
Well, Don, I want to thank you for taking time out and coming on.
My pleasure, and happy to do it again sometime.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.